I'm Marco Werman, and you are tuned to The World. The state of Maine has a pro-life governor. Paul LePage was just reelected this week. And yet Maine is where a growing number of women from Canada are heading to have their pregnancies terminated, specifically women from the Canadian province of New Brunswick, which borders Maine. To find out why, we reached out to Rachel Cave. She's a reporter with the CBC in St. John, New Brunswick.
We in New Brunswick had one standalone private clinic that was founded by Dr. Henry Morgenthaler, and it was running for many years, but it received no public funding whatsoever. And over the course of the years, kind of struggled to keep going. And about halfway through last year, they started sending signals that they probably were unsustainable over the long term and that they would probably have to close. And then in July, this past July, in fact, the clinic, which performed about 600 procedures or so per year for the price of about $700 Canadian, it finally did close its doors in July. So we wanted to see what was happening to women who otherwise might have, women who were making the choice to have an abortion. What were they doing? And we got wind that they were actually traveling into the United States to seek out services in the neighboring state of Maine.
And when we talk about the economics of this, how does this kind of cost out for women traveling to Maine, to the United States, to terminate a pregnancy?
Well, it would be much more expensive. I mean, the Morgenthaler Clinic in New Brunswick was somewhat central to the most populated areas, populous cities, and now what women would have to do is they would have to, first of all, they'd have to have a passport to cross the border. And also they'd have to have transportation. They'd have to find their way down to these clinics in down to Bangor. It's about a 3 or 4 hours to get down there and get settled and then come back. But we were finding that women were going all the way down to a family planning clinic in Augusta. So now you're looking at a 10-hour round trip.
Wow.
And probably not doing that in a day. So now you're looking at hotel costs and meals and just definitely much more of a headache compared to doing it something in your own home province.
Are there hospitals where women can get abortions in New Brunswick?
Yes, there are. I mean, we have currently two hospitals that are designated to perform abortion services. And prior to the Morgenthaler Clinic, well, let me put it this way. The Morgenthaler Clinic was doing about 60% of the abortions in New Brunswick. So the rest you would assume would have been caught up by the hospital system. And they would be covered by public insurance. However, what women say, describe as an obstacle is that this two-doctor referral process, two doctors have to deem the procedure medically necessary.
And that's for any clinic, hospital providing abortions?
That's for any, either one of the two hospitals in New Brunswick that are currently providing the service.
Right. I mean, population issues are social issues. What was the reaction in St. John when this Morgenthaler clinic closed?
You know, Canada sort of has this patchwork approach to abortion. It's not a universal service in Canada, so we don't have equal access across the provinces. They all have their own policies, including our neighboring province, Prince Edward Island, where there's no abortions provided anywhere at all, not even in the hospitals. They were many of them coming into New Brunswick to go to the Morgenthaler Clinic.
And Rachel, just what kind of numbers of women from New Brunswick are we talking about coming to the U.S., coming to Maine for abortions?
Not vast numbers, but the way abortion providers down there described it to us was a significant uptick. So whereas they used to get a call or two, you know, a month from Canadian women, now they were getting a call or two a day in terms of inquiries. The Augusta Clinic would not reveal how many women were booking appointments, but did say that women were booking appointments. Closer to the Canadian border in Bangor, at the Mabel Wadsworth Women's Health Clinic, we spoke to Ruth Lockhart, and here's how she described it.
We have seen a significant increase in the number of women from New Brunswick in our clinics. We only do abortions once a week, but at our last clinic, half of the clients were from New Brunswick.
politically in New Brunswick? Is there anything happening afoot that'll reverse this trend, that'll make it easier to access pregnancy terminations?
Well, in fact, this did come up in our provincial election, which was held on September 22nd. And the Liberal leader, who ended up winning, did take the position that he would study the situation and come up with a remedy if there were obstacles to abortion access. And a group called Reproductive Justice, in the meantime, has started what they call a clock. So once he was elected on September 22nd, the next day, they started a countdown clock to try to hold this government's feet to the fire to deliver on that promise of getting rid of obstacles.
Rachel Cave with the CBC in St. John, New Brunswick. Thanks for your time and for explaining this to us.
You're very welcome.